started the year with the bad weather, and that was very quiet, but end of June, July and August were particularly busy for us. The good weather obviously is a magnet to water, and we've seen all over Ireland people hitting the beaches, hitting rivers, lakes, and an awful lot of tragedies this year, and Joan certainly wasn't immune from that. We had one particular incident there, unfortunate, and whilst we launch an awful lot of times to do rescues, sometimes, unfortunately, we're not in a position to bring everybody home safely.
In terms of the ongoing efforts to keep the Oranelagh on the water, Joe, it's often been said, but perhaps isn't often appreciated, that the Oranelagh exists totally and completely on community support and on donations. The amount of funding coming from government, the amount of funding coming from the statutory agencies is zero.
That's correct, Donal. The Oranelagh is a charity, and its mission statement is that we save lives at sea. It's totally voluntary. Every person going to sea is a volunteer. It costs something like $15 million to run the Oranelagh in Ireland on an annual basis, and about $5 million of that is funded in Ireland itself, and the rest comes in the form of a subvention from the UK. And in fairness, Donegal is one of the counties that has the highest support for the lifeboat as an organisation. It's amazing what the people of Donegal do for us on an annual basis. It's just mind-blowing.